Welcome to the Next Level Occupational Therapy Podcast. My name is Kara Welke, occupational therapist and creator of the Next Level Occupational Therapy platform. The goal of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and motivate occupational therapy professionals to level up in their career, whether that be to start a new business, add a side job, and or to figure out how to be more satisfied in their current career. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the Next Level Occupational Therapy Podcast. My name is Kara Welke, occupational therapist and creator of the Next Level Occupational Therapy platform. The goal of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and motivate occupational therapy professionals to level up in their career, whether that be to start a new business, add a side job, and/or to figure out how to be more satisfied in their career. Thank you for listening to today's show, which is sponsored by our Therapy Business Builder Program, where we help healthcare professionals start the business of their dreams from the ground up. And of course, please be sure you join our free Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook group. And for even more support, guidance, and training, check out our Next Level Visionary Membership Group. So my goal has been to interview as many occupational therapy professionals as possible who have started their own business so that you can learn from those that have already been through the process. I am so excited for all we will learn from current occupational therapy entrepreneurs. So today's show, I'm super excited to welcome Erin Hansen Lindberg. She just told me I didn't need to say Hansen. Oh, well, Erin Lindberg, welcome. So she's been an occupational therapist since 2001. She has always had a passion to help and serve others. She chose the field of OT due to the holistic nature of the profession and her fascination with the mind-body connection. She graduated from the School of Medicine and Health Sciences at the University of North Dakota with a minor in psychology. Throughout her career, she has practiced in various settings and leadership. Erin discovered her calling in 2004. When she began her holistic therapy journey with John F. Barnes and his myofascial release approach. Personal experience created an understanding and empathy for women suffering from pelvic health issues, which led her to expand her holistic practice into women's health in 2010. Erin is passionate about whole body health and hands-on individualized care without the constraints and restrictions of insurance and large corporations. This sparked entrepreneurship with a non-traditional service model that provides comprehensive, holistic care to clients that aligned with her personal and professional goals. In 2018, she opened her cash-based holistic OT practice and multidisciplinary holistic health collaborative. This came with challenges and learning experiences due to the limited resources for occupational therapists who want to start their own business. Erin's mission is to empower clients through holistic OT practice and mentor professionals on expanding beyond their traditional OT role. Yay, Erin, thank you for being here. I'm so excited. So why don't we just start with telling us all about your current business?
Sure. So I founded the Healing Hub, which is a multidisciplinary holistic health collaborative. It includes a psychologist, a naturopath MD, an acupuncturist, and a health coach. And then, of course, my personal holistic OT and women's health business, which is integrative therapies and wellness. And in my personal practice, we combine mind, body, spirit therapies in conjunction with all the excellent basic OT clinical practices to provide health, wellness, and disease prevention. Some of the approaches that I use is, like Kara said, John Barnes' myofascial release, guided imagery, visualization, mindfulness, stress reduction, energy healing, including Reiki and subtle energy, as well as biofeedback and hyperpressive exercise, my abdominal massage, just to name a few. And my current business is everyone has their own businesses, but we share the expenses, all of the building expenses, as well as all of the marketing expenses. So that is my current practice.
So you have this building, and within this building, there's all of these awesome professionals that work together with this integrative approach, and they all kind of rent from you too. So you have that added benefit as well, but you're all really focused on the integrative health approach. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. So it's one space. I have the space and they sublet for me. So it's a way to keep overhead low and also to share expenses of other things. So you can share the expenses of your utilities as well as your marketing expenses. So I have a separate Facebook group for the Healing Hub where everyone can use it. And when we do different events, so if we do a booth at different events, we share the cost of it all. And so we'll have one big booth for the Healing Hub, but everyone has their individual businesses within that, as well as we host a lot of our own workshops locally. So we all can have a piece into that workshop, a piece of education, or just having a booth or have people circulating through the office. So it's just a nice way to share different expenses and everyone benefits, not only us, but also our patients, because there's things where I don't do that I can send them to the naturopath to do based on a nutrition standpoint. So it's been really helpful to us as professionals, but more importantly to the patient, kind of a one-stop shop.
That's awesome. Plus, I also like, so if someone wants to open an outpatient clinic or a clinic, it's a lot more expensive, or brick and mortar, I meant to say, versus a mobile clinic. But when you go this route and then you can sublet, that helps you with keeping your finances low for your overall bottom line too. Has that been helpful for you, so you're not quite as stressed about expenses?
Absolutely. Especially when starting out, the thought of me signing that lease on my own when I was just starting my practice, maybe so that's exactly where I went with it, is I didn't sign the lease until I knew I had people to go into those spots. And it's been kind of fun now, because now there's a lot of people that have been contacting me and actually want to join the collaborative. So we're kind of busting at the seams now.
And is it true that you're even maybe looking to expand your space?
Yes. Yep. We are. Been looking at some different buildings, some options, but you know, things are on hold currently with the situation we're in. But yeah.
Right. That's awesome. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about your own OT practice. Are you insurance-based, cash-based? How do you handle that?
I am all cash-based. I do not affiliate with any insurance companies. I do accept HSA and FSA, health savings or flex spending accounts. But in order to keep my costs low, it's just one way that I chose not to go that route. And you'll hear a little bit in kind of my motivation to start my practice, how that kind of plays in as well. So it's all cash based. I do provide a super bill at the end of the month where they can self-submit. I always ask them upfront to make sure to check with their insurance just to see what their coverage is, so they don't have a surprise at the end. So they know upfront that that's their responsibility. And at the end of the month, it just automatically sends them a super bill for my EMR, and they self-submitted, it's all coded for them. Yeah. And they've had really good luck with it.
Awesome. And have you had good luck in a cash-based practice, not having to deal with insurance?
Yes, I've had actually very good luck. It was one of my fears starting out, but I've actually, you know, my business was, I took it to six figures in my first year. And to me, I think that's a huge success.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. So I have more questions, but I want to have you jump back in time, because a lot of people have ideas, have visions, and they never make the step. So when did you actually first think you wanted to start a business?
So when I first came to where I'm living now, I was working for a private practice. There were three OTs and I was doing what I loved, which was myofascial release. And during that endeavor there, I did a lot of the marketing. I did a lot of the programming. So I started to get experience, kind of a taste of the business. And I knew eventually I would have my own practice, but I just wasn't sure when. And she actually put the practice up for sale. And at that time I was young, I was planning a wedding and I can't buy a practice right now. And she's like, what do I know about business? So she sold the practice to someone that didn't have experience in actually what we were doing. So that's when I jumped ship and I went to our local outpatient hospital-based clinic and took a leadership role there. It was actually in a transitional care unit. And I actually stayed in that role I stayed at that place for 14 years. And 10 of the years was in leadership management, in program development, did a lot of program development, and also treating 40% of the time. But after 10 years of management, I was just burnt out. I just felt so unfulfilled. you know, they were always pushing for increased revenue sources. So more programs were built. And I just felt like the more programs that were built, there just wasn't the support there to keep the programs going or to market the programs to make them successful. And I felt like once I stepped back from the program, it just kind of fizzled. And so I just felt like the support was just lacking. And to implement anything, it took so long. And so then after 10 years, I stepped down and decided, you know what, I just want to treat patients again. So I stepped down and just started treating patients. And I did that for about 4 years. And it was probably within the second year, I was like, you know, we really have a lack of influence just as clinicians over our patient care. So just being dictated by productivity, treatment time, length of treatment times, and insurance limitations. And I just felt like I spent so much time in front of the computer justifying what I was doing that I felt like this wasn't what I want to do anymore. So I knew that was the beginning of me developing my own practice. And in the holistic treatment that I do, people do not fit into a number of visits or they don't fit into a protocol that they were trying to put me and my patients in. And, you know, humans have so many physical and emotional layers that limit them in their life roles. And with my passion of whole body care and individualized care, I needed to do something different, a non-traditional model and cash base where people can determine how often they wanted to be treated and for the length of the time. Like there's sometimes I treat people now for 2 hours at a time and because that's what they want and their unique circumstances warrant it. So that's how my spark to get into entrepreneurship started.
Awesome. So when you first had that spark, how long did it take for you to actually get it all set up and ready to go?
Well, I just did it. When I decided, I just started. I knew all I needed was a treatment table and my hands. So actually how it started is someone contacted me. They're like, will you treat me on the side? Like, I just want to come to you. I don't want to go anywhere. Can I just come to you? And I said, well, I guess so. So that's how I started. I just put my malpractice. I just got malpractice in place. So I was covered that way. And I started treating out of my basement with just me and my treatment table. But word started to get out and I started getting more calls. All of a sudden I had a handful of patients and my family was starting to get a little disgruntled because they would have to leave the house. So then that's when I decided, and that went on for a couple months. And that's when I decided I needed to start looking for an external place.
Awesome. So with how long did it take from you officially, like starting in your basement to going full blow where you were able to have like a 6-figure salary? What is that timeline?
Well, I opened my brick and mortar practice in June 1st of 2018. And I broke 6 figures by, so that first year was, I mean, I did well, but last year in 2019, I was over 6 figures. So not even a year and a half.
Awesome. And was there, what kind of things do you think you did that really helped you to get to that 6 figures?
Testimonials. Most of my business has been word of mouth. And I feel like if you can make your patients your movie stars, it speaks volumes. And people want to come see you for you, one, and they want to come see you for results, not a service you offer. And that's what I focused on, is I took the people that got those results and let them tell their stories. And I feel like that's what's made the biggest impact.
That's awesome. So how do you let them tell their stories? How do you share those stories to get the word out there?
I do whatever they're comfortable with. So I always ask them for a review. So whether it be on Google or on my Facebook page. And if they're willing to, I do a video testimonial. And it's just me and my cell phone. And I take a little video clip where they share as much as they want to. And then I put it on my website, or I can share them live if they're willing to. But most of them just, they're okay being on the website. I haven't put any of them on social media yet, but just sharing their testimonials in my brochures also has been very, very helpful as well.
Awesome. Do you have them sign any particular forms or so you can share that, or how do you go about doing that?
I do in my intake, in my authorization form, when they first come in as a patient, I do postural photos with all my patients. So I have them sign off there to use any photography or videos. And then also if they're willing to share anything, I have them sign off on it.
Awesome. So obviously you've been very successful with your business. What are some tips that you have to share with people that are listening now that are really wanting to start a business, but are scared to take that step. Or even for those that are starting a business, but, you know, are just kind of getting into it. What tips do you have to help them? I mean, obviously you've already shared some great tips, but summarize, what are some other ones you might have?
I would say the first thing is managing your mind. And this is the hardest one, I think. Our brains want to, they want to do all kinds of funky things. But you need to believe, you know, what you believe is what you're going to achieve. So if you're fear-based and you're going to go into business fear-based, that's what you're going to get. You know, being self-aware of your thoughts is the biggest piece that I feel like has been beneficial for me and still a struggle. But I know that it's something I have to work on a daily basis. And, you know, if you can't control what you think, you can't control what you do. So in order to be successful, you have to do, take action, which is going to be one of my other tips. And our lives move in the direction of our thoughts. So just keep that in mind, is you have to fill your mind with what you want in the end. So that's my number one tip. Second one is investing in you, which kind of goes along the same lines, is personal development is key. You are your number one asset. And if you don't invest in you, your business isn't gonna grow and be what you want it to be. So just remember, your business is only as good as you are. So invest in yourself. And that may look a few different ways, which I'll talk about in a second. The number three thing, and I learned this still today, is celebrating success. Document everything you do, whether it be in a format of a planner or a journal. And it can be little things, like I have in my planner that I was doing this podcast, because there's going to be days where you feel defeated and you feel like you've accomplished absolutely nothing, but you can go back, you know, go back a month and tally up all the stuff, look at all the stuff you had accomplished, and it's quite rewarding. And then, you know, you deserve that day off where you can watch Netflix or whatever you want to do. But it's so important to celebrate the little steps along the way, because you're not going to see this miraculous, wow, in a month, look what I accomplished. You might, but it's all those little things that led up to it, inch by inch, that you need to celebrate along the way. And to go back to a little bit about investing in yourself, is having a community and network is my number four. And I know Kara has said this multiple times, but your net worth equals your network. You need to find a community and surround yourself with people that have done the things that you want to do. Don't try and figure or waste your time trying to figure out something that someone else has already done, because it's so much easier just to get it from the person that has done it. So invest in a coach, a mentor, whatever that looks like, but just don't waste your time and a lot of money trying to figure out the things that someone can teach you a lot quicker. And you know what? Asking for help really reveals strength. People like, well, I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know what? The more that you can say, I don't know, I need help, it shows you as a very, very strong person. And that's something that I learned early on as well, is how can I know everything? You know, that's what these people are here for. So ask for help. And number five is take action. You just need to do it. You don't need to be an expert. You're not going to be an expert when you start. And I was terrified when I started. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But the more that you do it and you keep doing it, the better you get. So the more competent you get and the more confident you get at what you're doing, and whether that be in your clinical skills and you're learning a new skill, maybe you want to start your business in a new niche that is new to you, it's okay. Just trust in yourself. You have to start somewhere. You'll become that expert. And just remember, the most successful people fail the most. So you're going to fail, and that's okay. You just pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and keep going. So those are my tips.
Those are fabulous tips. And I just have to highlight, so Erin and I met we haven't even known each other a year. We met last year, May, at, well, it's now going to be called Smart Success Healthcare Live, but we met last year live, and we were both at this event together. And I don't know, why did you go to that event?
I was just going for a few business tips. You know, I had actually worked with a mentor when I first started my business, because I had no idea where to start. So I worked with a PT mentor at that time just to get things going. Like, I didn't know where to start. And then I just felt like I needed more. I was going actually to look for a coach. I had been researching three people, and Greg Todd was one of them. So I went down to this event. I got a coupon from a friend, and it was cheap. And I thought, well, I'm going to go check it out. Well, lo and behold, when I got there, the two other coaches that I was looking at were speaking as well. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit back and just take it all in and see where my heart goes. And yeah, Greg Todd won. So
yeah. And so then I met Erin because we're actually not that far apart. And kind of the crazy thing is her family, or she grew up actually like 30 miles from us. But then at the event, we signed up for mastermind coaching or this mastermind program. And then she's been a huge inspiration behind everything with the Next Level. And she's one of our mentors and a coach in our Therapy Business Builder program, and has been a huge inspiration for me and everyone in our community. So that's awesome. But another thing that, I mean, you really value investing in yourself and you do it. I mean, that's what I love. I mean, you were just talking to one of your coaches and mentors before our meeting. And I think a lot of people struggle with that part. I know I did. When I started, I was one of those that was like, no, I'm going to just do it on my own. And that's really hard. So
yeah, I mean, just with the times we're in right now, you know, I could sit here and spin my wheels, but what have I done? I've invested money in these, you know, my practice is currently closed, and I'm looking at alternative ways to make my practice continue through telehealth, but I spent money these last 3 days investing in myself so I can continue to grow my practice in this time when I have more time. So I'm seeing this as a blessing. It's like, wow, I have this time to boost my practice to the next level. So when this pandemic ends, I'm going to be coming back bigger and better.
That's awesome. I know. And everyone, you guys, you need that mindset. Talk to Erin. She's a coach for people. Great with mindset. Awesome at, I mean, really tell me how many people can build a practice to six figures in, you know, their first year, year and a half. I mean, not very many. That's pretty awesome. And to have a clinic. Mobile practice, I think we have it a lot easier because we don't have the expenses of the building and the utilities and things like that. But you were able to do that with all that you have going on site.
And I also want to add, I was working a job when I did that. So
yeah, let's talk about that. when did you actually leave that job?
I didn't quit that job until January of 2020. And I made the six figures in 2019. So last year in 2019, I was still working 32 hours at a job, January to August. In August, I dropped to 20 hours. So I worked 32 to 20 hours the entire time I was building this practice. So you can do it. You can start it as a side hustle and you can work it as hard as you want. I chose to work it really hard because I knew it was just going to be a season in my life. So I worked it hard. I made a nice cushion. So when I knew that I was going to quit that job and let go of that security blanket, I knew I was okay. And it's been great.
And now looking back, I mean, besides for this current situation that all of a sudden we're in, do you think you could have quit that job a lot sooner?
Yeah, I should have quit it in May at Mastermind.
Yes. The coaches have been on you about just letting go, right? Yep.
Yep.
Oh, awesome. Oh,
that's another tip of it, you know, a little tip or word of advice. Listen to your coaches.
And have a coach, you guys. I mean, Seriously, I didn't have a coach. I didn't sign up for any help. I didn't, you know, I was clueless, and then I wasn't signed up for Mastermind, and that's been huge. But I even recently invested in another coach, and I had a meeting with him this morning, Will Boyd. And, you know, he kind of set me down. And I mean, I was tearing up. I was upset on the call. And he just kind of like, Kara, you know, and took me through all these steps. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. I need to go and shower because I haven't for a couple of days and get out here. But we need to have those people in our corner to support you too. It's hard doing it all on your own. So awesome. 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 Well, any other last minute thoughts you have? I mean, if you guys want to do women's health, pelvic health, myofascial, integrative health, holistic health, you name it, you guys need to reach out to Erin because she does do coaching. She does do mentoring. She's part of our Therapy Business Builder program where she has a course. You should tell about the course you're working on because that's huge for OTs and PTs.
It's called Live Without Leaks. It's a course on incontinence, and it's really a course that can be integrated into your current practice. It's going to be part of Kara's Business Builder. So those of you that are going into people's homes under Med B, it's a course that will be modified for the elderly. So you can take the course and feel confident doing the basics of incontinence rehab. So it will not involve any internal work. It's a lot of it's behavioral and teaching environmental modifications. And yeah, so it's going to be modified to, you know, from pediatrics to geriatrics. And it's just a beginner course where you can start to implement the basics of incontinence management in your practices. And it's also for patients. So if patients want to go online and want to start pelvic floor rehabilitation for incontinence on their own, it's for them as well.
And you have some cool materials to go with it, right? That yep. You're working on?
Yeah, there's going to be some MP4s included for calming the nervous system down, for overactive bladder, things like that. There's going to be a actual manual in it, like a blanking on what we've called it, but it'll have the diaries, the assessments. It'll have a forms packet for clinicians, but it'll have the manual for patients to follow through. So it'll be kind of like the Bible to go with the program. And then eventually, I don't know if this is going to happen, but we'd like to have an app to go with it for, so it'll be kind of like an online bladder bowel diary along with like a pelvic floor trainer, but that is a pipe dream. So we'll see if that happens.
Oh, it'll happen. And you guys, I mean, I can't tell you you already know without me telling you, but working with older adults, we need this. You know, there's not an older adult that I work with that doesn't need this program. And to go to another training or this and that, I mean, Erin's providing us with everything we need. In our Therapy Business Builder program, we already have quite a few people that's the program they're wanting for their practice. So that'll be huge. When will it be released?
I'm hoping by within the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping it should be ready to beta test. So Kara's group is going to be our first group to kind of go through the program and give us feedback.
Yeah, we can make it even better. Excited. Awesome. Yay. So again, also highlighting, so Erin has her own practice, but she's also using her knowledge and expertise and is creating a course that she can earn additional income, but it also brings her value because she's helping others reaching a lot of others through this course. So that's awesome. And you also have a Facebook group serving, primarily focusing on women. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I have one right now. It's called What Women Want, and it's WHOT. It's Women's Health OT. So it's W.H.O.T. So when you put that in, you need the dots. What Women Want. And it's really a group to serve women from menstruation to menopause. It's a place for women to laugh without leaking. So that's kind of because we share different bladder health, pelvic health tips. And just to share wisdom and a place for women just to be. And we plan to do quite a bit more with it. I've gathered loads of different topics that women, you know, just the things in women, what do we want in life? We want healthy relationships. We want good finances. We want support. We want just to talk. We want to know about our bodies and why they're dysfunctioning now as we get older after we have babies. So there's a lot of different topics that we cover in there. Yeah. And I did record my first podcast, so it'll be the What Women Want podcast, which hasn't aired yet because of some glitches with the recording. But yeah, that'll be up and running hopefully soon as well.
And side topic, you were thinking about doing a training or something. What was that one that I wanted with my stomach?
Oh, yeah, hypopressives. And that's what I was just on a mentoring call on how to start doing some online hypopressives course. So I'm going to do the hypopressives in person as a group course in my group class series in my brick and mortar practice, but obviously we can't do anything right now. So I'm thinking about bringing it on as an online workshop. So
tell them more about what hypopressives is.
So it's using posturing, so proper posturing and an apnea, so a breath hold without air. It's to normalize the pressure in our body. So it's decreasing intra-abdominal pressure. So it's the pressure in our tummy. So it's normalizing that pressure so we don't have too much pressure down on our pelvic floor. But it's also normalizing tissue tone too. So it's elongating the fascia. It's encouraging rib expansion. A lot of us belly breathe or we do shallow breaths. So you're getting nice three-dimensional rib expansion. So you get some good muscle toning as well. So it really helps with posture. It helps with back pain. It helps with incontinence, prolapse. It helps with so many different things, neck pain, headaches. Like I found that it's probably the most comprehensive exercise program that I actually went through for pelvic health, but it does so much more. So I use it actually with a lot of my, even my chronic pain patients. So.
Does it help with your belly pooch?
Yes. And it shrinks your waistline. So when you have that, you know, us women, after we have babies, we kind of get that pooch that we do all this abdominal work and we can't get rid of. This program is awesome for that. So.
Okay. So, I mean, seriously, if you guys are listening right now, you need to message Erin and tell her to get going with this, because I'm in on doing it virtually because I need all the help I can get. So with that area. So anyways, lots of awesome things going on. Well, thank you, Erin, for reaching out. And everyone listening, I will share Erin's website for her practice, her Facebook group, and then information on her upcoming courses and things like that, so you can reach out to her as well. So I appreciate it. Also, she does regular meetings in our Visionary membership group. So another good way to get more from Erin. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.
This was awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day. We'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's show, which is sponsored by our Therapy Business Builder program, where we help healthcare professionals start the business of their dreams from the ground up. Also, be sure to join our free Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook group. And for even more support, guidance, and training, check out our Next Level Visionary membership group. Time to level up, occupational therapy professionals.